Harald had united Denmark and Christianized the Danes. It occurred to me that this would make a good code name for the program. At this time, I also created a PowerPoint foil with a version of the runic stone where Harald held a cell phone in one hand and a notebook in the other, and with a translation of the runes, Harald united Denmark and Norway, and Harald thinks that mobile PCs and cellular phones should seamlessly communicate. Jim Kardak on the origin of the Bluetooth name. My name is Becca Ryswick, and you're listening to So That's What Happened, a podcast where I share some of my favorite stories. History is full of engaging and fascinating topics, whether we go back to the dawn of time or only a few years ago. So settle in as we explore some of my favorites. Before we begin, I have announcements. 2020 is nearly behind us, and I'm excited to make a few announcements for the podcast for next year. The main announcements are for Patreon, which has been sadly empty so far. Exclusive content will start rolling out in January. This will become monthly content, but may not all start in January. For the $5 and up tier, you can look forward to episode transcripts, two reviews of media I enjoy, at least one of which will deal with similar material to what I cover, and an original short story written by me. The next tier, $10 and up, will receive an audio version of the short story and a bonus episode. The first bonus episode will be on the sinking of the USS Indianapolis. And finally, for the third tier, $20, there will be a monthly poll for the last topic of the month, and I will be posting additional information on the episode topics. For example, I may have posted something about trench warfare for the last episode on the Christmas truce. As always, if you have suggestions for Patreon content, please let me know. And my second big announcement is that I have a second podcast in the works. I'm currently in the process of moving, so I'm not sure when the podcast will be ready to launch, but the goal is April at the latest. This podcast will cover everything having to do with the supernatural and mythology to aliens and the occasional bizarre Fortean history. I will be telling stories about ghosts and cryptids like Bigfoot and Mothman to ancient Greek mythology and aliens and everything in between. If the unexplainable side of history fascinates you, stay tuned for updates on this upcoming podcast, So the Story Goes. Thank you everyone for your support. Now, let's move into today's episode. Today we're moving into the world of Vikings. The decision of the first Viking I would talk about was a difficult one, but in the end, Harald Bluetooth seemed the logical choice. For anyone not in the know, yes. The Bluetooth technology that lets our tech speak wirelessly with one another was named for a Viking king. So, who was Harald? And what did he do that has caused him to become a household name? Well, the Viking king is mostly remembered for his efforts in unifying Scandinavia, so let's look into how that happened. Before we get into how Harald unified anything, we'll need to start with some background. First of all, what was Scandinavia like at the time? Actually, I should probably start with the time period. Harald reigned from around 958 to 986, so let's look at Scandinavia in the 900s. As always, we'll only be doing a brief look at things. Scandinavian history is complex and fascinating. I highly recommend spending some more time in the region in as many time periods as you can handle. So, what constitutes Scandinavia? In modern times, the term mostly refers to the peninsula in northern Europe containing Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, though Finland and Iceland are often lumped in with them as well. In Harald's case, we'll mostly be referring to the coastline of the Scandinavian peninsula. The time period we're looking at is sort of an in-between stages. Europe was coming out of what we consider the ancient time period and going into the medieval times. The Age of the Viking was also coming to a close, having lasted from the late 700s into the Norman conquest of England in 1066, when it was simply no longer profitable. Harald comes into history when the Viking way of life was still very much so alive. In Scandinavia, most of the settling had been done along the coast, where it would make sense for a heavily water-reliant society to establish themselves. This also means the Vikings were heavily reliant on the raids they are perhaps most famous for. There was little in the way of true unity between the Viking clans, perhaps both because of the lack of any sort of unifying need and the lack of an efficient communication system. As anyone who has studied Roman history will likely tell you, one of the things that made the Roman Empire as long-lasting and stable as it was the reliable system of communication that they established. Something that we tend not to think about in today's communication age is that the ease of communication was a huge factor in the unity of a region. After all, if your town never heard from the neighboring one, or they from you, what is there to unify the two of you? Our Viking was born to the King of Denmark, Gorm the Old, in 928. Thus, he was also known as Harald Gormson. He had an older brother, Nutt, who was reportedly favored by their father. The two brothers differed greatly in appearance, with Nutt being taller and stronger, and Harald short and thin. Regardless, they seemed to have gotten along well enough to engage in joint raids, during one of which Nutt met his end. This left Harald to claim their father's throne in 958 when Gorm passed on himself. As I touched on earlier, the people weren't exactly unified, so Harald's kingdom was merely a series of clans who owed him their allegiance. The title of King of Denmark was not particularly true to facts. Harald was not satisfied with this, though, and showed his ambition from the beginning of his reign. During the next 20 or so years, he brought the smaller clans and islands of Denmark together to form a unified country, as well as capturing much of Norway. Okay, so that happened. Let's take a look at how exactly Norway was added to his holdings and some of the measures Harald took to ensure his conquests remained under his control. Harald had a sister, Gunhild, who married King Erik Bloodaxe of Norway. When her husband was killed, Gunhild and her sons appealed to her brother. Harald assisted them in retaking the lands that he felt were rightfully theirs as Erik Bloodaxe's sons. The five nephews, led by Harald Greycloak, then attempted to unify Norway as their uncle had done with Denmark. It didn't go well. The boys were Christian, unlike a vast majority of Scandinavia, and were aggressive about religious conversion. Greycloak also proceeded to forge alliances with former enemies. Harald was not happy with the way his nephews were handling things, and as soon as Greycloak was assassinated by one of his supposed allies, Harald took his chance. He moved on Norway and swiftly brought it under his control. While there appear to be conflicting reports over how long he actually held Norway, these actions do place him as one of, if not the, first Viking king to unify that much of Scandinavia. So how did he keep the various Danish and Norwegian clans together while fending off the Ottoman Empire from the south? Much of it was due to his massive construction projects. Among the first of these projects was a burial mound for his father. This included a 370-meter-long stone Viking ship. That would be about 1,214 feet, or over 3.5 American football fields long, if that gives you a better visual. Another of his projects was expanding and fortifying the Danakvik, an earth and wood wall close to the German border, and constructing another wall further south. In addition to these more defensive measures, he also had circular forts built across the conquered lands. These forts worked to guard against the Ottomans from the south and may have even served some sort of administrative purposes. Harald Bluetooth's reign came to an end in 985 or 986. His son, Sweyn Forkbeard, ordered his father's death. It is believed that Sweyn did not agree with his father's conversion to Christianity or his attempts to Christianize Scandinavia. There are many conflicting reports about how he died, but most agree that following a battle, he was brought to Jornborg, where he died of his wounds. So, that's what happened. Harald Bluetooth built some truly impressive monuments to his strength that came to symbolize the unity of Denmark. He went down in history as a builder and unifier, and even though many people don't know what he did, his name is one known the world over thanks to a marvelous piece of technology. If you're interested in more about Harald Bluetooth, a few resources I used were Eric Shoemaker's entry on his website, Harald Bluetooth, the Builder King. Ancient Origins, Bluetooth, Why Modern Tech is Named After a Powerful King of Denmark and Norway by Wu Mingren. ThoughtCo.com's A Biography of Harald Bluetooth, Former King of Denmark and Norway, by Melissa Snell, and the Nordic Culture website, Skjalden.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating and reviewing it, as well as subscribing. And if you'd like to directly help me, you can head over to patreon.com/sothatswhathappened, or click the link in the show notes. If you have any topics you'd like to hear me cover, or questions or comments about this or past stories, please send an email to sothatswhathappenedpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as STWH Podcast. It is unclear why Harald had the name Bluetooth. One rumor suggests he had a bad tooth that had turned black or dark blue in color. Another rumor is that he loved to eat blueberries or licorice. Regardless of its meaning, that blemish did nothing to hold Harald back in his many pursuits. Eric Shoemaker.